Hello.
What's up, world?
You need to say it with more oomph.
What's up, world? Yeah. Yeah.
What the? Hello. What's good? This is Sky, and I'm Fly. And I can't find the screen. Where is it at? Oh, here we go.
That's not good.
I'm Sky, and I'm Fly. Southwest Atlanta, blessed and fresh. Currently in quarantine in the Wild Wild West. And I'm with who?
What's up, world? It's your girl, Silves VA, all day. Two up, two down. Currently back in the P&W for Thanksgiving. So all that lovely background noise you hear, it's my actual family. I really do have one. So, yeah.
Look at that. Look at you evolving, growing up. Yeah. But who are we? We are Shea Butter FC podcast featuring two black women's perspectives on soccer, football, and everything in between.
Delivering content with soul and seasoning that'll moisturize your skin.
And lay your edges.
And deepen your love for all things black women.
All right, so
I hate you. I hate you for this note. Okay, go
okay.
Ahead.
So because we have that World Cup hair that goes off and it's on fleek. Wait, I didn't do it right. World Cup hair go off.
What
on
does
fleek?
That mean?
Because we
have
that.
Words that people say, but nothing meant anything together. Okay.
This week, if you don't know what that is, that means you didn't see that tweet that was stolen.
Twitter
from
is still
United.
Here, by the way.
Twitter is still here. So shout out to all y'all who join our Discord, the Two Cents Family Discord.
Shout
out
to
all
y'all. Discord has been a journey.
Shout out to all y'all. But this week, in an episode, because I'm not gonna give a time, because usually we give times, then we go far. We do 2 hours.
It's a lie, and there's no need to lie.
There's no need to lie. So this week we're going to talk about the U.S. Women's National Team, because we didn't talk about it briefly because somebody had COVID.
Last 2 weeks. I did. I wanted not full 2 weeks, but yes, I did have COVID.
Yeah, about 2 weeks. Yes, and then we're gonna talk. I guess we're gonna talk about the friendlies. Then we're gonna talk about League of Mexican Femenil final.
That I'll talk about. Yes.
And how the legendary Tigris won.
It did.
And why you should be aware of who Mia Fischel is.
Beast through this episode because your girl took a lot of ibuprofen. So
okay, all right. Okay, and then we also gonna talk about
see it wasn't
okay,
me.
We also got stuff ringing ding linging. Then we're also gonna talk about. I mean, briefly touch about the upcoming free agency. We'll go in depth in a future episode, and then off season moves that have happened, and then we're gonna hits and riffs, and then rave, maybe rant. I don't know.
Should we say what we're thankful for at the end?
Oh yeah, we're gonna say what we're thankful for. No, but anyway, we're gonna start this episode. Look at that, we got through this in 2 minutes and 54 seconds.
We did.
We're gonna start with. Okay, so I guess while we were gone, the U.S. Women's National Team played one more game against. No, did they play both the games? Did we talk about?
Yeah, they played both games, but I do think we talked about. I think it was a Patreon episode though. I think we did talk about the first game, but we can briefly touch on both.
Yes. So
in the overall, where the U.S. team stands at the end of 2020.
Okay. So the U.S. women's national team played Germany in Miami.
Yeah.
Not really. In Fort Lauderdale somewhere.
Yeah.
And then they played them in New Jersey at Red Bull.
At Red Bull Arena. Yeah.
And lost the first one.
They did.
What was that? 2-0?
2-1?
Two.
Yeah, we scored. Remember, the vet scored.
Oh, yeah. 2-1. That's right. And then
won the second game. Also
2-1. Yes. So let's talk about this situation, because we predicted some of the variety of things that appeared.
So just going into this, the U.S. had lost both matches in Europe to England in a game that probably should have been a draw, but also that midfield destroyed us. And then we lost to Spain's not A team, 2-0 as well. Basically lost to Real Madrid, who lost today, but. We were coming off of two losses in a row, two friendlies back at home. And then we lost to Germany in Fort Lauderdale, which meant the U.S. had a 3-game losing streak for the first time since the 80s or something like that.
Yes.
80s, early 90s, something like that. And really, I would argue, I think other people wouldn't, there wasn't a world where something wasn't going to change if we lost 4 games in a row, because the U.S. women have never lost 4 games in a row. We don't have to live in that world, I guess. I feel like overall, I feel like it's one of those things where like, woo, we didn't lose four in a row, but I don't think anybody feels like we answered any questions that we had after three losses. We learned that Sophia Smith and Mallory Pugh are very good and can get us goals in moments. We also learned it's probably a lot easier to play Germany when Lena Oberdorf isn't there. Well, I'm going to talk about that, though, because his game plan with Lena Oberdorf in the game was a choice. I don't know. I think there's still more questions than answers, and we're 8 months out, basically, from the World Cup. A lot of it feels like, I'll keep it brief, a lot of it feels like he's waiting for people to get healthy and praying that they can save him. Basically, like, it's not going to be because he's making tactical adjustments or calling in the right players to take a look. I don't have any more answers. I just know that those two players are good. Like, and that Naomi Garman's good. Like, I feel like those are the three things we learn.
Is that all you have?
For now, I'll let you take over.
Okay, so basically, we didn't talk about this. I know we didn't, because I forgot this foolishness. I have notes. So the midfield looked a mess. They weren't prepared for the Germany midfield. I remember game one, we played the B and C team of Germany. So we're in the era where teams are playing their backups on us. This is the life we're living.
Yeah.
Look at us. Look at us. And so, scared. Yeah, we got manhandled in Florida, and then, you know, deployed the same thing. We were looking like we were gonna get cooked again, and Oberdorf got hurt. And Andy had a nosebleed, and everything changed. And that effectively what happened?
Yeah, it was pretty bang bang. But yeah, Oberdorf essentially looks like dislocated her shoulder or something to that effect.
Yeah, did something like that, and then And then basically in the second half, the black people, black don't need to donate to the BWPC.
We had like a really good 5 minute burst, right? We scored both of our goals within like 3 minutes of each other. Malpue's goal was the only time Anyomi got beat.
Yeah.
Anyomi was out of position playing defense in that second game, and she showed me something. She showed a lot of people something.
But all that to say, I mean, I vividly remember what I wanted to talk about. Okay. So people after the first game were like, well, they don't have the mentality, they don't have the heart, and blah, blah, blah.
I forgot. I blocked
it. And so, this is the thing that y'all got to understand. And this is why I'm always like, if we're going to hold players to standards of professionalism, you got to hold coaching to standards of professionalism. Mm. And coaching matters. GM matters. General managing personnel matters. Because when you as a GM don't get the right personnel and you as a coach then don't do what you're supposed to do, you can make really good players look really, really bad or look like they don't know what they're doing. And so this mess doesn't even add up where you're questioning players' heart and mentality when they've been ballers and dogs in the league. Like, you've seen them do what they need to do.
Yeah.
You've seen them be great. So that shouldn't even be in question. What you watched was gross negligence, gross... gross, terrible deployment of tactics by a coach who was probably in over his head because he keeps running the same 4-3-3. You and me ain't coached. We could probably run a better formation than him.
I think the U.S. in general, right? Sorry, go ahead.
That's what I'm saying. So running the same 4-3-3. And the problem is because he's running it the same way, while missing a bunch of players and then expecting newer players who don't have the experience to try to replicate what these other players have done, particularly who are newer on the international stage. He's running into a bunch of things where teams are literally looking at the tactics and film of other people of who previously played the same system and literally making adjustments like overnight. Order making them on the fly, adding dimensions on how they attack, how he's deploying how these players play. And then he's setting players up to play in the same positions where they're doing the same things, where they're getting exploited and moved out of place. And so then they're going through, we've evolved to a point where they're not only attacking Lindsey Horan and how she moves out of space and invades the spaces or attacks how Emily Fox moves, but now they're attacking what the center backs do and who's the center back back there. And then how they overload center backs, and you're seeing different variations. I mean, with the European, with each of these European teams, we've witnessed variations of how to attack the system he's running. And yeah, you could get the healthy players back, but if you're not going to change tactics, you have really good players looking really, really crazy. It's like at some point we got to hold coaches accountable for what it is when they're coaching and the tactics don't align. Or when they're clearly not making adjustments. Because we're talking about soccer, which has never had the accountability piece. You don't have the performance reviews. We're not sitting here going, well, this is what you did, player. And then, well, coach, this is my perspective on you. And you're doing a 360 review. You don't have that. So it's like you're seeing things happen where it's like it's clearly not a fit. And so it's like, when are you going to change? Because otherwise you're going to get embarrassed at the World Cup. Yeah, you might get out the group stages. But you very well can get knocked out. And so that was my bigger frustration with people's critiques online. I've said everything regards to my frustrations with this team currently.
I don't know. I think U.S. soccer has a very particular type of coach that they hire. I think it's true for the men's and the women's team. I think you have coaches who are very, very focused on their system, and it doesn't necessarily fit their personnel. And to me, those are more club coach decisions versus national team decisions, where you have a finite amount of time and you have the players you have, right? Like outside of dual nationals, you can't really recruit what you need. You have to build around what exists. Your talent pool is your talent pool. Now, the U.S. is spoiled in that we have the largest talent pool.
Yes.
So you could probably find the players you need for your system, but we don't do that either, particularly on the women's side. I find that frustrating, and I also find that I get wanting stability because your players are younger, and again, this is across the board, but I don't think the system that we have is actually structured enough, and just because a player can play in a position doesn't mean they should play in a position if it's not their best position,
right?
Particularly young players. You need to make sure that they have confidence in the position that they are best at. Then they can move out, right? The system that he wants to deploy and the system that has existed since Flacco's tenure is honestly built around veteran players because they've played enough football, both internationally and club, to be able to be like, hey, I need my left wing player to play on the right side today. Or I need Crystal Dunn to be the 10. Like, because she's done it, she can do it. Like, yeah, Sophia Smith can play centrally, but that's not her best position. We aren't a better team if she plays there versus out wide. I think how we approach international soccer has been a whole lot of the coach doesn't have to be great, the talent is great, and we can't do that anymore. We can't help. Yes. We are not. The world is caught up to the point where our talent alone can't save us from our bad coaching.
Like, yeah, you have to have good tactics.
We have to have good tactics, skill sets. We have to take advantage of the player pool that we have. And you got to scout better. I mean, development has to look different. And the truth of the matter is, and we've said this for well over a year now, do you want to win or do you want to be white? Because we're here now.
Yeah, you have to, yeah.
How you're picking players. I'm not saying every player has to be black. I'm sure people think that's what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying in terms of playing style and soccer culture and how we scout players, how we bring players into the national team system, how we don't get every dual national. Hello, Deanna Ordonez and Maria Sanchez, or Damaris or Gio Quiros or any of them, right? So we need to do that, but also just, yeah, like what talent matters and what talent will help us and help us play differently and surprise teams and adapt in a tournament kind of thing.
And then also, why are you not bringing your best players in various positions? Like,
all right, screw Carson it. I'll Pickett. Say it. There's Carson Pickett. I'll say it. There's no one on that pitch that I saw that tells me official did not need to be there. Like, there's like at this point, I'm like, who? The fact that you can't name the players that she has to beat out lets me know. I don't think that's it.
Yeah. Isn't that stop point?
Cause, I don't think that's it.
Because Mia Fishel's out here putting balls in nets from the central position out wide. She's out here diamond balls to people. She's out here defending. She's
when scoring out here, is your issue.
And she's scoring. And she has seven. She's gotten 17 goals in 17 appearances.
And she can hold the ball up.
And like what
if you don't have a midfield, which you don't, not a good one.
Yeah.
You need a nine that can hold the ball up and move Mal Pugh and Sophia Smith at that pace. And yes, Alice Morgan's so fast. She ain't Mia Fishel. Mia Fishel's not super fast, but she's 21. Yeah. Like she can do all of that stuff. And she's 21.
And you're not moving her. She's huge.
And like, she just won a Golden Boot and she just won a championship.
Yeah. So like what are we doing? Stop playing. Again, one more time. Where's Carson Pickett?
That one.
And then, you know, in healthy, where you gonna bring in Sarah Gordon? Because she's out here cutting people up and throwing people on the ground.
He'll never do
that. Probably about the ball.
He doesn't like fun.
You know, are you gonna bring, like, you didn't play, you brought people and didn't play them.
That's my other issue with him. Savannah DeMello doesn't even have a cap yet.
Yeah, like Savannah DeMello isn't playing and she's out here balling. You are struggling to put balls in the net and score. And look decent on set pieces because it's been wild. I don't know what's happening.
And I even get, you know, look, I get the pushback with Sanchez, right? It's the defensive side. But also, she changes the game. Like, she changes the game. So just surround her with people who can defend and stop wearing the people that can defend, especially in the middle, into the ground so that they go off to war and never come back.
We still missing Sam Ewis. If she comes back, I hope she comes back. And then also, because it's like, I got questions. Like, because it's like, are y'all watching the same game film we're looking at? Also, somebody tell me, is there 22 film, all 22 film for soccer? Where is it? Can we get a hold of it? I would love to see some things. Because, I mean, I've seen teams film it, and I know U.S. soccer has to have it.
Are y'all watching
this stuff? Because it's like you're doing the same stuff. You can't be so like people kill me. This is where coaches across any sport. Coaches kill me who decide they got a system, no matter the player, they're gonna run my system. Do you wanna win or do you wanna run your system? Because you can run your system and be sitting on the side of the road. You can
usually
run the system playing video games.
Coaches have egos, right? Like I think if you ask most coaches. Yeah, they think their way is the best way. It's their philosophy. That's why they got the job. And so, yeah, I think Flacco's like any other coach. He has an ego. I don't think he's a malicious man at all.
No,
an ego. And clearly it's to stick to the system.
Yeah, but at some point your ego will be the fall, you know.
Yeah, of course. Probably cometh before the fall.
Yeah, that's where we at right now. Because like, I hate to point out this man. But Bill Belichick, he ain't did... Literally why the Patriots won so many things is because they do the stuff people don't do.
Yeah,
you can't stop the run. They're going to run down your throat.
Yeah, they exploit 700 your miles. Weakness. He exploits your weakness, which means he scouts and watches tape so that he can do that.
Yeah. You can't pass. You can't stop the pass. They're going to pass all game. You can't stop both. They're going to do both.
Yeah.
Like, literally, it's not complicated. Even basketball greats, same thing. You can't stop various things. They'll do it until you can stop it, and then they'll pivot to something else. They will exploit the greatness of what they do. That's what the best coaches do. So the lack of not doing that, it frustrates me because then I'm getting frustrated watching great players look crazy, look out of position. I think bigger thing for me with this team, though, is too many players, I'm watching them think and not play. And this is coming back to a coaching thing. And we talked about this, Twitter, online, in group chats. You're watching players think so much, and then even when they make comments, they're like, well, they're talking about the system instead of this is my evolution and this is what I saw in the game. And that's a problem because you need to be able to pivot through a system and you need to be able to act. So if
honestly,
your ass is open.
That's how we won. Like,
yeah.
Basically was Mal and Sophia being like, oh, I know how to play soccer.
Yeah. or even in game one, Alex Morgan, I was like, where the hell is she going and kicking the ball back? And then I saw Megan Rapinoe out of position, kicking
the
ball in the net.
Yeah, it's not the system at
all. It's not
the
system.
Two people who played a lot of football being like, we need a goal.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
And so in both of these games, you've had players just getting out of system. So the system ain't working. So Blacko, if you listening, while you over there in Qatar, you need to tell Triple D this too. Play Gio, but also get out here and like play with. Don't play what's on your tablet. Play what's on the field.
Yeah, and you'd be in that notebook. I'm like, okay. It was clean at first. Notebook. It doesn't feel quite now. I'll just say this as a last thing. Great coaches, particularly in the sport, either exploit another team's weakness or cover up their own. Like, the best coaches are able to do one or the other.
Yep.
This coach ain't doing either one of those right now. So at least figure out one of those. You got 8 months.
Yeah, 8 months.
You got players coming back in 2023, the year of our ACL. that's hopefully coming to an end.
Yeah, you got players
still tearing ACL. Oh man.
Okay. Yeah, you got players coming. You got players going down, and so while you sending them edible arrangements, you sending them, you know, them Christmas time gifts, birthday gifts, whatever you sending, trying to beg.
Also, that's another reason why you should still be looking at people, because the assumption that everybody you call on it right now is going to be healthy is a dodgy proposition. I don't think that's going to happen.
Because, I mean, we got three players that just tore their ACL in the last 2 days.
Literally.
And so Beth Mean ain't going to be out here. She ain't going to World Cup.
She did that at a league game, right?
At a league game,
it's very dodgy. I don't think she'd be 100% if she could get back. But like at this point, you go down.
That's it.
Probably not gonna be if it's an ACL. Probably not gonna be a World Cup.
So I expect you got 50 people. You better bring 50 people on your little roster to camp in January.
You might as well just see. It's a January camp. I mean, I know they're going to New Zealand, but listen, U.S. soccer got money.
Yeah, they put them on a plane.
Y'all can fly together. See what you got.
You can get y'all a whole plane to put everybody and mama on the plane.
And we can see what she believes is going to be doing. So
yeah, she believes when y'all play.
Everybody has their own tournament now, though. Like, there's like three other tournaments in Europe.
Okay, so when y'all playing the Sippy Cup of Life, what is it called? What we calling She Believes?
I don't know.
She believes. I don't know. You believe. The Sippy.
They believe. We all believe.
They all believe. You Black All Believes Cup, because we're gonna be believing for his job.
I believe.
No.
You're like, don't do it. All
right, no. Sorry. Yeah, but it is, though. It feels like that, though.
That's what it feels like.
It really does when you go. But anyway.
Yeah. So that's our tip. Yeah.
Speaking of people who had better come, like you said, me official was balling. And the great Lord Tigris.
Right at the wrongs of the past couple of years.
Yes, and won the back championship.
On the mountaintop. Back on the mountaintop. Over two legs. Won 2-0, right? Oh, 3. Oh, I thought somebody gave that to you. I was very upset.
No, I bought that.
That's nice.
Sills was ready to fight.
I really was. I was like, so you getting shirts and I'm not? I'm really upset.
No, I have a Tigris polo,
y'all.
Calls.
I was about to make some DMs and some calls.
Yo, the Tigris, my Tigris polo arrived because it's going to sell on Adidas. But because I got to make way for the new Tigris gear. But Tigris.
They did. Over two legs, I think, were just obviously scored 1-0.
Yeah.
In the opening leg away, and then scored two. It ended up being 3-0, right? Yeah. Two of those was by Jackie Ovalle.
Yeah.
Or Lisbeth. Listen, they changed their names a lot in Liga Mackie Femme. What name they decided to go by that day? I think she's going by Lisbeth Ovalle. But La Maga, the magician.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
That's why everybody just says La Maga. But yeah, she's been sensational. I think since the summer, really.
And the other goal?
And then, Mia Fisher. Wait, no. Who scored the other goal? Stephanie. It wasn't me. It was Stephanie. Yeah. But that attack with and Achena came back in the second game. She had been out, obviously, because she got hurt in the previous round. Got hurt in the previous
got
round.
Got hurt.
You know, listen. Told you, it's not starting to kick in. Starting to kick in. Took a lot of ibuprofen. But yeah, so that attack with Ovalle and Fischl and Uchenna and Mayor, especially with Mayor dropping back to the 10, stroke of genius by Carmina Mascara, Coach Mascara. Keep your hands off my coach. No, she's not going anywhere right now. I know y'all looking.
I didn't say nothing.
I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking about LOSO at large. I know how people work.
I mean, 2024. Mm-hmm. Anyway, go ahead.
Think. I know what's coming. Tigris got a lot of money. She's fine. but yeah, I think that's an incredible attack. Obviously, they've gotten better defensively. There's still some work to be done, and Bianca Sierra is obviously going to be out for the next season. But yeah, I thought they were the better team, and they were able to take that trophy home from America. I think Tigris, like a Lyon, kind of feels like they're always supposed to be the best team, and so when they're not.
But don't get twisted. They Club overhaul. America was, yeah, I mean,
they're legit.
They missed their shots. If they would have made some of them shots, we would have missed one.
Especially in the first leg, I think, yeah, there was definitely some chances that they missed.
One Martinez. One legend. One Kati. We
played some interesting defensive strategies. A lot of bend, but don't break.
Yeah. But they was bending. They was in the right place to
And their defense in the final third was really great. Like, yeah. I didn't feel often. I don't actually think Club America got a lot of great shots off. So
whoa. In the first game, they
in
did.
In the first leg. In the first leg, they definitely
Kati should have had three. But yeah, in the second one,
I think Tigres, as the first leg went on, started to grow into like, oh, I think we'll be fine over two legs to to get it done. But yeah, just a really good final. Broke attendance records, I'm pretty sure, as well as viewership records. And that's been the trend for WOSO this year. Both attendance records and viewership records are off
they
the
had,
chart.
Well, they had the most viewership. They had like 2.8 million.
It's almost as if you put women's soccer on television, people watch it. If they can
stop
find
being
it.
Sexist, please.
Yeah. I mean, the numbers have bared that out across the board. Yeah. Definitely entertaining. Super excited for the new season. I believe in January it'll start.
Yes.
The schedule should be out soon. Some off-season moves are gonna get popping.
Wait. Hold on. Pause.
Liga MFM. But okay.
Whoa. Pause. So. Also, and for these, I mean, so because they had the record to attendance, this is the other thing I want to talk about. For ye people who've been really disrespectful to Liga Meki Feminil, take time to apologize, recognize what the league, what it is. I've seen a lot of people flipping and flopping. I see y'all have come to the light. That's cool, but respect the league, respect the people.
Yes.
You can go apologize to the league and the official when y'all said she was slandering the NWSL. I remember this. No, she went to go play for the great Tigres. And now she is a
bet on me official. And she was right.
Yep. And so y'all respect that. Y'all respect her. You respect other people who come to the league. You respect all the players. I mean, phenomenal players exist. The league is balling. Go ahead. What?
I'm going to say it this way. I need y'all to respect me official for betting on herself the same way you respect Lindsay Horan for betting on herself.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Like, that's all. Like, you respect part of why you will always keep Lindsay Horan around. And I respect Lindsay Horan for this. At 18 years old, decided she was going to bet on herself and she didn't like the way you had to get into the league.
Okay, Beacon.
Me official did the same thing. She left college early and she said, I absolutely do not want any part of this abusive league with no CBA and no say about where I play football. And so at 20 years old, this black girl from San Diego said, I'm gonna do it this way, and y'all gave her hell for it. She was right.
She was amazing.
If I was as good as me official, I would bet on myself all the time too. And I would tell y'all to shut the fuck up, quite honestly.
Okay, wait, we got Amazing Grace playing in the background.
And so me if sorry, Lord. I mean, look, at this point, y'all know. My minister parents are in the house, so there you go. She bet on herself, and we're supposed to encourage our young people when they do that. We're supposed to stand behind them, no matter what they look like, no matter the choices that they make. She made the right choices, and y'all are mad because you weren't a part of it. None of her choices were under the white gaze, right? Like, she went to a brown league.
Come on now.
She's a black girl who went to a brown league. Like, she didn't need y'all. And I think that's part of it. I think it's part of U.S. soccer's beef, too, if I'm being quite honest with you.
All right.
You're not a part of her narrative.
What?
You're not a part of her narrative. And she's still so good, you're going to have to call her up anyway. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. If I was the official, I would bet on me, too. And I would be right. So January, Blacko. January. I'm done.
All right. Deacon. That was Amazing Grace. Shout out to Deacon Skyscraper for giving me the...
No, it's just been on my spirit. Like, I was like, I don't like that.
Well, hold on. I'm trying to get... You heard the music. Okay. Shout out to Deacon Skyscraper for providing me the beats for the Deacon. It's over here. But yes.
I keep trying not to show my nails on screen because I really got to get them done.
Okay. Whatever. All right. If you, well, only your patrons will see this.
Yes, sir.
But anywho, wait a minute, hold on. But yeah, that's the League of American Female. You can catch the next side of the league when we win again. My bad. You can catch the next round of the league in January. I think like the second or third week. But anywho, in other NWSL news, there's free agency, but you haven't heard much because people are getting fined.
Right. And it's not Angel City this time. Congratulations.
Glare. Anyway, it's because.
I mean, right.
Yeah. So the only free agent, something we know of.
Technically, that not got a fined, signing, right?
That's not a signing that got fined.
The signing is not a signing. Okay.
Yeah. Was Kelly O'Hara.
Kelly Marine O'Hara. Yeah.
Is going to, why middle name? Is going to the Gotham FC. And she announced it on the Men in Blazers show.
Show in New York City.
And then NWSL said, fine. And then we have heard nothing else. So it's free agency.
Well, I mean, she's going because she put on the shirt and said,
yeah,
she going.
Well, yeah, I mean, she's going. So I guess she's going, y'all.
Washington ain't paying her no more. So I guess she's there.
And she's going. Everybody then left and all this. Other than that, only other thing we know is Tierna Davidson is running around
in Germany. Showed up. Liz, shout out to Liz for being the sleuth of NWSL. The Red Stars had no comment.
Red Stars have no comment. They don't know nothing that's going on.
They knew she was there.
But Tierna Davidson is out here training in Germany, running around.
Just chilling in Wolfsburg, Germany.
I guess she's getting in shape. Don't nobody know what's going on.
She's training. No, somebody found a little more information. It was not the Red Stars. She's over there training to get in shape.
Yeah, so she's training.
Because she hasn't played.
Yeah. So we know two things. Everything else is shut down. It's all closed. Maybe hopefully we learn something from Friday.
We will. I mean, hopefully, I think free agency has taken a break for the holidays. So maybe next week it'll start coming in.
Because we have a schedule footprint. The NWSL has released a schedule footprint. The NWSL preemptively released the outline of 2023.
They did. Look at that. That's a shame. We're like, the bar is in hell. Congratulations. You cleared it.
You get some church bells for that. Look at that.
We have an outline. We have a schedule outline.
We got an outline, y'all. So
with dates.
Allegedly, people gotta have their booties in camp. Well, they have to do it by February, but camps can start in January 23rd.
Yeah.
So it's just like the time is soon. So I'm not trying to be like the WNBA where they just drop all the free agency news and just one spreadsheet and then
bust it out and then
we like what? That's too much. But it might be like that because they taking their time. But other than that, Mark Parsons is now the coach of the Washington Spirit.
Okay.
Wait, before we say that, and apparently, what's his name? Mr. GM said he... Krikorian.
Krikorian.
He and his crew, a couple people, decided that he was perfect for the job.
They were the committee.
The committee. The imaginary committee decided he was the one.
It's not imaginary. He said they were the committee.
Okay. Him and his people. Him and his people were the committee. And so here is Mark Parsons is back in the WSL. NWSL.
Yeah. And I want people to know, like, Krikorian was asked and then asked a follow-up about like diversity and hiring. Like, this isn't like reporters did their job, reporters of color again, but like they did their job, and that those are his answers. Like, we're not saying anything that he didn't say or didn't say.
So it's too many diverse hires going on in these streets that exist, potential people that exist, you know, Kia McMillan. McNeil? Lord Jesus, I'm sorry. Kia,
a different type of time. All right.
Kia McNeil, you know, out here got Brown up here stunning on people. Mm. Sorry, Sib. In the NCAA Cup. Yeah. I was about to say the NWSL Cup. I'm struggling. Struggling. And then TCU brother out here balling like you got people who you have several diverse candidates that exist and we ain't bringing them in because we bring in people who used to be who we feel, who we said we have no committee. So this is wild. But I do want to talk about like some place like DC. So again, y'all, it's important that we recognize where you're playing your soccer games. if you're in a place like DC, you need a diverse team that looks like DC. Because as you will see in the near, hopefully in the next week, videos from the national, from our NWSL championship experience. Mm-hmm. A lot of the people we met were black and brown.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't never seen that many black fans at a soccer game.
Yeah.
And they were from the DMV.
Yep.
So your team needs to reflect this something
right.
of the
it's
DMV.
Not like people, you can't talk people into going.
Yeah.
We met people who that was their first women's soccer experience.
Yeah. So, and they talk about it. So you'll hear about that soon. But it's we need to have diversity in the hiring into the what you do.
And even in your pool, even in your player pool, right? Because now you're down to what? Trinity and Jamia?
I don't know if Jamia's still on the team.
Then it's just Trinity because Tanaya went overseas.
Yes.
Got loaned out. And then we found out that Gabby isn't returning, right?
Yes.
As a player. So yeah.
You just have Trinity.
Yeah.
I'll leave you,
And you traded Tegan in the expansion draft.
Yes.
So really, you don't.
The District of Columbia is called Chocolate City, and there's a reason for that. So,
let's see. 5 of the 9 divine 9 orcs
started in DC.
Started in DC, and 6 if you count Morgan stay in Baltimore and DMV area. So
man. Like, look, come on, y'all. But anyway, we'll harp on that more in the.
So
in
later episodes. I think it's a fine hire. It's somebody who's coached in one in the NWSL. Like, they don't have to think about it. It gives them stability for an organization that hasn't had a lot of it in the past few years. Like, I get all of that. It's not a knock on Mark Parsons. It is us questioning the system, and just because the system hires somebody you like doesn't mean the system isn't biased.
Ooh.
That's all we're saying. And like that somebody of color or queer or of color couldn't do that job just as well as Mark Parsons. That's all. Okay.
Well, but in and out, we will talk more about free agency in the coming weeks. We will have a whole free agency extravaganza.
Yeah, because it's coming.
It's coming.
Brace yourselves.
Brace yourselves. Grab your cheeks, the upper ones and lower ones. But anywho, let's get into these.
This is regular juice, by the way. I know I'm sipping on a solo cup, but it's regular juice.
I was like, okay, you out here taking ibuprofen.
No, that's why I wouldn't drink alcohol. I'm not that.
Oh, okay. All right. But anywho, it's time for hits and riffs. Who are our hits and riffs of today and yesterday? Not really.
Well, you're first.
So I guess I'm going to flip it up. Switch it up. Don't do that.
Don't make that noise.
my today, not really. Intimidate featuring her by K Trinata. That's a bomb ass song.
Okay.
And then I've been listening to some J. Cole lately, as it's been popping up on my little Spotify. Let Go My Hand with Bass and Black. Six Black for those.
I'm proud of you. I'm like, I know
his name is Black, although he put a 6.
That's a 6.
We sound like some old ladies.
I don't care. That's a 6. You don't tell me that's a B. That's a 6. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so do your songs.
I don't really have new school, but I'll do the first two. My first turn up is Good Day by Greg Street, which I know is in the commercial right now, so it's probably getting played a lot. I still really love that song. And then my slowish jam, I guess. She's kind of trash, actually. I saw this talked about on Twitter this week. She was in the wrong, but it's been around the world. Lisa Stansfield, lyrically, it's a little trash though. Sorry.
Well, yeah, it is a trash song. Yeah, a been trash around song, the world.
She was in the wrong. Why are you bothering that man?
Okay. Some of the most bomb songs
are trash. Are so
like.
Trash.
My Girl Pebbles with Babyface.
Okay, all right.
That song.
You slid that
song.
Right,
yeah, I had to slide it in.
Pebbles. My issue with Pebbles is nothing to do with her lyrics.
Sorry.
That's not why I have issues with Pebbles.
I know you don't. I know you have. I mean, people do wrong. Anyway, we want to talk about that. This is an ongoing conversation.
Okay.
Of my questionable decisions. Anyway, the other song is "The Pain Is Gone" by Daily, featuring one Jill Louise Scott. Not to be confused with the Jill Louise Scott who's the soccer player.
We found out both Jill Scotts have the middle name Louise. It's very jarring today.
But Jill from Philly.
Jilly from Philly. There we
Jilly
go.
Jilly from Philly, who has that crown rule.
My name is J-I-L-L-S.
Okay, all right. Oh, hold on.
I can't,
hold on,
I can't
hold
do
on,
that riff. Now. I can't do that riff.
Hold on.
I'm not doing
it. Where did I do with my... Hold on. Because I wanted y'all to hear. Hold on.
Oh, God.
Hold on, everybody. Hold on.
I'm not going anywhere. Okay, are you going through it? You good? You good?
Right. Okay, and then my other song, wait, because y'all don't be believing in this song. Hold on for a second.
Do we need to believe in it?
No. I mean, because you know, there are songs that people are like, I didn't realize that band made that song.
That's all the time.
Hold on. But wait, say your other song while I try to find this damn song.
Okay. So my other two songs, like I said, I don't really have new songs. So I went like mid-tempo and I was like, I'm feeling Begging Men today. R&B. So my first one is Begging Ass Carl Thomas. And I wish he was crying in a turtleneck sweater. My man was going through it. Proper begging, proper sadness. Some rain. Dudes used to be in their feelings. It was a different time. And I think Diddy paid him. So good for Carl Thomas.
He's one of the few. Oh, he did? Look at Diddy.
He might be one of the few people that
having
Diddy
a heart.
It's rare. It's a rare time. If y'all don't know, Diddy didn't pay a whole lot of artists. That's all.
Not at all.
Not at all.
There's a classic one with Mace going off about it. Go ahead.
Child, listen. And then my other one is Half Crazy by Music Soul Child.
Okay. So then my other song is this one.
Okay. I do know who sings that song.
Yeah.
You got a lot of feelings these days. The
sooner you
who sampled
get
this?
To have all over your own.
Who samples a love of your own? I feel like recently that got sampled.
Yeah, somebody sampled it and fucked it up. But anyway, A Love of Your Own by Average White Band. That's one of my jams. It's dedicated to you, boo. I'm just playing.
Okay. We probably need to. Okay. All right.
I'm playing. Don't do that. Don't be like that. Somebody did sample that. Now that's going to bother me. I'm going to have to figure it out. Anywho, but on that note, that's the end of our episode. While that might be the end of our episode, if you're a patron. Oh, my bad. Oh, no, that isn't the end of our episode.
You just rushing over?
Oh, my bad. So our other thing is, what are we thankful for?
Yes. So if you don't know, we're recording this on the Wednesday before the Thanksgiving holiday. So yeah, what am I going first on this one?
Yes. Or
what am I thankful for? I don't know. As I get older, it's the basic things, right? My family, obviously, I get to be with them on this holiday. And it's been a very long time since all of us have been together. So I'm really excited about that. And the food, obviously. It's my eating holiday. I am thankful for my health. It's been dodgy the past week or so. Sky mentioned in the beginning, I did have COVID. It sucks. Don't get that shit if you don't have to. But thankfully, I was vaccinated and boosted, and I have health insurance thanks to having a good job. Or a job that gives me good health insurance. And so able to get medicine and get better. And then I have joined the Shea Butter delegation of the CL variety. I was doing my best Naomi Girma impersonation. I was doing very well. And then I wasn't. And I fell playing soccer with my students and likely partially tore either my MCL or my LCL. So I don't think I'll need surgery, but I will have to do physical therapy. But it could be a lot worse. And while it is frustrating, deeply so, because I like being very independent and it's harder to get around with one good leg, it could be a lot worse. And the world's been fairly accommodating, so I certainly appreciate that. Yeah, I'm thankful for all of our listeners and all of the people that support us. I'm thankful for all the love that we got during championship weekend. I think really being able to see any kind of impact that we have, it still blows me away that you all listen to anything that I have to say. But I certainly appreciate it, and I'm learning to take compliments a lot better these days. And I'm grateful for the friends that this sport and this show has allowed me to make. And though I know I annoy you and you annoy me, I'm thankful for my partner in crime, Sky. I'm done. Okay, wrap it up. I'm done.
Okay. Thank you.
Just trying to be Deacon. Sentimental. All right.
Yeah, I'm thankful for Sills.
Wow. Old. Say it like you mean it, please. Thank you.
Okay. Right. Mobile one. Okay. Trying to be Naomi Girma.
I was Naomi Girma. We did not concede the goal. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. All right. I'm thankful for the whole Shea Butter Street team, Two Cents family, all y'all people. I'm thankful for all the people that I know. I'm thankful for health. Mm. I'm thankful for wealth.
Mm.
Well, whatever that looks like. I'm thankful for being here and existing. It's another great year. It's Sagittarius season. I'm thankful for Sagittarius season.
God, I was hoping we got out of here.
Absolutely the fuck not.
Okay.
December 10th is soon, y'all.
Okay. Sky needs sponsors, so December 10th.
Yeah, December 10th. Shout out to our sponsors. I'm thankful for our sponsors, Gal Pal Sports and Carolyn Needles, as you said, scroll across the screen.
Thank you.
If you see us, it's because you are a patron. So we shout out to the patrons.
Yeah, you can see our faces. Get excited.
You see our faces. But then, yeah, shout out to everybody. Grateful for all the family and friends and everything in between. I'm just thankful. Oh, is that it? That the end of the song? Okay, whatever.
No, you control it. I don't know.
But other than that, shout out to everybody in Two Cents family. Two Cents FC show. Two Cents FC. Can I kick it? Dreaming of freedom.
Can for I the culture it? United. That's becoming in the new year. So for
Kaya. Esquire
done with her first semester.
Walking 90. Deacon Skyscraper and Deaconess Statue of Liberty.
She's gonna be so mad. Okay.
At Diaspora United. Shout out to the street team, Nubia, Georgia, JG, roommate.
Yes, congrats to Nubia on the internship, by the way.
Yes.
Congrats. We're very, very proud of you. We always are, but we're very proud.
Congrats to roommate Alex, because Billboard Alex is on off season. So roommate Alex.
Yes.
Uber Alex. And then also Ebony Navidad.
The Navidad, yes.
The Navidad. Super Macario. And then basically other than that, patrons, we have stuff on the way. We're about to record again. And then we got stuff popping up. We got things on the works. They're coming. It's
here. Yeah, we promise. We're working hard.
People are healthy. People are about to be off work.
It's not our off season, unfortunately. So
we are in the season. We are season's greetings.
Not our off season.
It's almost a holiday. December 10th, remember it. That's the holiday. That's the blessing.
We're coming with content. I was sick and shut in, so
yeah.
I'm not now. Or at least I can record. So
look at you evolving, evolutioning. Growing up,
you did not want to see me try to record last week.
She was sick. There was no way.
Y'all didn't want that.
We almost recorded Monday, and that like, nope, sounded bad.
And I ended up dying on Monday, so it would have been bad.
Well, no, Monday. Well, this Monday. Well, no, Monday. We were earlier this week, but
I just heard.
She still sounded bad. So anywho, we're here. But we appreciate y'all.
Yeah,
we see you. We hear you. Wait.
Okay.
And what are we gonna do? We're gonna stay. What?
Hydrate it.
Then we're gonna stay.
Melanate it.
Oh wait, what am I doing? We're gonna make sure the black women in our life are celebrating.
And make sure the shea butter, make sure your shea butter bombs are always elevated.
And with that, we're out. Okay, I'm playing.
I was wondering. I was like, okay. You're talking about moving along, and then you out here jamming it. All right. What else are we doing?
Wait, it's... Shit.